trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
Hello everyone, and welcome to ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been rearranged, reorchestrated, and remade. And I'm your host, Martyrus. Our opening track and what is playing beneath us is King of the Road, composed by Roger Miller from his album The Return of Roger Miller, released back in January 1965. It's also one of the first tracks that I learned to play on the piano, chords and all. I mean, sure, there was When the States Go Marching In and Kumbaya, My Lord, but King of the Road was one of the songs that I learned to play from another songbook. While it's been a long time since I've learned to play that track, I to this day can at least remember the first few notes.
No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, I've got 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bit broom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
So why are we opening an episode about a hobo who is enjoying his freedom moving about? Well, for this week's episode, number 118, we're going to be celebrating National Read a Roadmap Day. No, seriously, there is such a day as that, though no one is sure when and who created this day. Simply put, it's a day to consider a time when physical maps were a thing, representing a world of adventure, of sights unseen, and paths rarely taken. You either held them on the dashboard in front of you, or read them on the hood of your car. For most of us who have grown up during the 80s and 90s, we also had this thick book called the Thomas Brothers Guide, and it was normally for the state or the city in which we lived. Some of us may recall going to a local AAA office and picking up a fold-out map. And while it was a challenge trying to figure out which roads to take to get to your destination, it was a skill issue for many to fold an open map. Nowadays, we have maps on our mobile devices to guide us on our way. Still, if you yearn for the days of flipping a page over and trying to refer to coordinates, you can actually still go and buy a Thomas Brothers guide. As for AAA, I'm not sure if they still sell the physical tour guides, but I do see from their local website that they have them in a PDF format. Well, I could talk more about maps, but let's get back to our episode. We're going to be playing tracks from video games with interesting and fascinating maps. This is based on an article found on VG247.com, written back in 2020. And our first track comes from the game The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, developed by Nintendo EAD and published by Nintendo for their Super Nintendo Entertainment System. This is Hyrule Field Main Theme, composed by Koji Kondo. We'll be right back. That was Hyrule Field main theme from the game The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, composed by Koji Kondo. The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past is the third game in the Legend of Zelda series, though the story is set years before the first two games. In 2020, it was ported to the Game Boy Advance as A Link to the Past and Four Swords. It was later re-released on successive Nintendo consoles and handheld devices. This includes the Nintendo Wii and Wii U, the Nintendo 3DS, and the Switch. Playing this game, I remember being in awe of the Hyrule map, with the castle at the center. Below Hyrule Castle, there was the desert towards the west and a lake towards the east. And then north of Hyrule Castle, there was the mountainous area spanning the middle and the eastern portion and Lost Woods towards the west. It was beautiful to look at with such details. However, that beauty only hid something sinister. Because after you defeat the wizard Aghanim the first time, you are teleported to this place called the Dark World, a place that is parallel to the Light World version of Hyrule. At first, it does seem despairing, but once you acquire the magic mirror, you find this is pretty useful to getting to certain areas of each world, especially with your new objective of rescuing the Seven Sages. And yes, that includes Zelda. The map of Hyrule in this game is certainly beautiful to look at, and perhaps I should consider finding a poster of it, especially one made in 3D. So while I go searching through Etsy and some other craft places, let's listen to our first inspired track. This is A Link to the Past, Hyrule Field Orchestral Arrangement, remixed by The Noble Demon. That was an orchestral arrangement of the Hyrule Field main theme from A Link to the Past, remixed by The Noble Demon. Well, I don't think there's too much to say about this remixed version of the original track. At least for me, anyway. I mean, as some of you may know, I do enjoy orchestral arrangements. I am aware that Nintendo has done official orchestral arrangements, but sometimes it's nice to hear an independent musician do their own orchestral arrangement. As for my choice for either the original or this arrangement, it's a toss-up. At the very least, I would like for the option to switch between the original and the arrangement. Now to talk a bit about our remixer here, the Noble Demon. It's actually the nom de plume for Evelyn Lark, who was first featured in episode 58, doing an orchestral arrangement of the Legend of Zelda title theme. The Noble Demon has been doing arrangements for almost 10 years, at least as I'm looking at the YouTube channel. Noble Demon has also released several albums, the most recent one being released on Bandcamp titled BB Cart Soundtrack, a tribute and cover album of Bloodborne that was to be the OST for a Bloodborne racing fan game, which unfortunately is no more. Now, in addition to the YouTube channel, you can find Noble Demon on Facebook and Twix, Twitter/X. If you enjoyed this orchestral arrangement, you can find Noble Demon's work on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, as already mentioned, and SoundCloud. And if you really enjoyed it, you can head on over to Patreon to support the Noble Demon. Well, I do hear outside that it is raining, so my apologies if you hear raindrops in the background. But let's continue with our second original track from the game Metroid Prime, developed by Retro Studios and published by Nintendo for the Nintendo GameCube and Wii. This is Talon Overworld Main Theme, composed by Kenji Yamamoto and Koichi Kayuma. That was Talon Overworld main theme from the game Metroid Prime, composed by Kenji Yamamoto and Koichi Kayuma. Metroid Prime is an action-adventure game, a fifth in the Metroid series. And what makes this game special is that it brings Samus Aran and the world of Metroid into 3D, and for the first time using a first-person perspective. You'll be exploring the planet of Talon 5 after giving chase to Meta Ridley. As a fan of the Metroid series, I thoroughly enjoyed this game. Sure, it took me some time to get used to the new perspective, but it definitely made the game more enjoyable. But what really impressed me about the game was the 3D map. I recall being in awe at the rectangles and squares of the original Metroid map, but to see it in 3D is just inspiring and made me awestruck. It did take me some time to get used to this new perspective on the map, but wow, it was just fascinating to see where some of these shafts and tunnels connected to certain areas. And especially when you found a secret to a new area, it definitely made it more exciting to explore the area to find more items. And now that I see it is available on the Switch, I will definitely have to consider going back and playing this game. And while I'm doing that, let's listen to our second inspired track. This is Solitude, remixed by Zircon and CGPO. Solitude, remixed by Zircon and CGPO from the album Harmony of a Hunter. Oof, man, this is definitely an awesome rockin' remix and arrangement of the original track. In fact, I have a feeling that Heat Override may enjoy this arrangement. I just hope he's patient enough to hear all of it. Anyway, again, as I said, this is definitely an awesome arrangement of the original track. I don't think there's really much else I can say about it. Now, would I prefer this or the original track? I guess I'd probably lean a bit more towards the arrangement. Because as the title of this arrangement says, it certainly captures that sense of solitude and loneliness. Especially as you're out exploring this planet alone. No one else to rely on but yourself. But you know, when you have a track like that rocking in the background, there's really no need to feel lonely at all. Now, talking a little bit about two of our remixers here, Zircon and CGPO. Starting with Zircon, his real name is actually Andrew Aversa, and is credited in OC Remix as a composer and remixer. He has contributed to several remix albums. Two of them are Final Fantasy VI, Balance and Ruin, and Club Ocarina, an EDM tribute to The Legend of Zelda. In addition to OC Remix, Zircon can be found in many other places, such as his own YouTube channel, on Facebook, and Twix. You can find more of Zircon's work on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Our second remixer here, CGPO, his real name is Chris Gordon, who is also known to go under the name The Summer Circuit. He is one of the remixers that contributed to the album Harmony of a Hunter, an arrangement of music from many Metroid games, including the one we just heard. CGPO can be found on his YouTube channel, along with Facebook and Twix. Alright, I've got one last original track to play for this episode, and it would be from the game The Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim. Developed by Bethesda Game Studios and published by Bethesda Softworks for Microsoft Windows and Xbox 360, One and Series X/S, the Sony PlayStation 3, 4, and 5, and Nintendo Switch. This is Dragonborn Theme, composed by Jeremy Soul.
Oh!
You just heard Dragonborn Theme from the game The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, composed by Jeremy Soule. As stated from the title of the game, this is the fifth RPG within the Elder Scrolls world, this time taking place in Skyrim. You wake up to find yourself in a cart full of prisoners being taken to a guard tower to be executed. However, a dragon interrupts your beheading and attacks the area. You manage to escape and are told to head to the town of Whiterun to warn of this incoming dragon attack, and thus begins your adventure. Now, Skyrim is a large place, though from what I've read, Daggerfall is actually the largest area within the Elder Scrolls. Now, being such a large place, that means there are lots of areas to explore and lots of landmarks to uncover. In addition to the main towns, you may find villages here and there, some caves, and some hideouts. There's also several strongholds to explore. And when you discover these places, it's surprising and satisfying to hear that sound. It was definitely fun exploring these places in Skyrim. And, well, thanks to the modding community, I guess there are more places to explore as well. Time for me to reload the game and upload these mods that have new places. And while I'm doing that, let's listen to our final inspired track. This is Skyrim main theme cover a cappella, covered by Johannes Johansson and Petra Lieden. That was a cappella cover of the Skyrim main theme, covered by Johannes Johansson and Petra Lieden. You know, I really ought to consider featuring more a cappella versions of video game music, because sometimes they can be very stirring, like this cover that we just heard. Sure, I mean, they're probably using very few lyrics in it, but hey, it's just wonderful. And I am actually aware of another musician who does a cappella versions of video game music, so I have to consider digging a little deeper and looking into his works. But for now, let's speak a little bit about our two cover artists here. Well, in truth, actually one of them, Petra Liden. I couldn't find any information on Johannes Johansson. Petra Liden also goes by the name of Toasted Poe, from which I found her YouTube channel and her a cappella version with Johannes. She appears not to have done much in the realm of music. However, she is a creative, doing content as Petrabyte. And well, color me surprised, she currently works as a creative marketing manager for V Rising. And as a bit of a side note, I see that V Rising is doing a crossover event with Legacy of Castlevania, so you may want to check it out on Steam. Anyway, you can find Petra Liden on her YouTube channels as Toasted Poe and Petrabyte. You can also find her streaming on Twitch, though I don't see much as of recent. And you can follow her on Twix. And again, I have to apologize for sounding so rushed, because according to the weather map I'm looking at, there's supposed to be a thunderstorm making landfall around 1100 or 1200. But really, I do thank all of you for listening to this episode. Be sure to visit the website re-vgm.com. There you'll find all of the episodes with their show notes, a track listing, and a YouTube playlist. You'll also find a page called Remix Info, which has a list of all the cover and remix musicians featured. There you'll find links to their personal and business websites, their social media platforms, any of their works on such places as Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and their support pages, such as Patreon and Ko-fi. If you enjoyed any of their works on any of these episodes, then I strongly and urgently suggest that you visit their pages, follow and subscribe to their channels, add their music to your playlists, donate to their support pages, and buy any of their merch and albums. Another page that may interest you is Staff News, which has links to news articles related to video game music and is updated as I find them. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you consider subscribing to the podcast, which you'll find on many streaming services. You may be familiar with some streaming services, such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iHeart, and Audible. Of course, you may be familiar with other streaming services, such as Podbean, Podcast Index, TuneIn, Deezer, Podchaser, Good Pods, and Pocket Casts. There's also another place to listen to the podcast called TerraPlayer, the home of your favorite gaming, music, and entertainment podcasts, live and on demand. You can listen online on your browser through terraplayer.com. You can also listen to the radio portion of TerraPlayer through Amazon Alexa using the skill name TerraPlayer, and on the TerraPlayer app through your Google Android and Apple iOS devices and Amazon Fire tablets. You are more than welcome to follow me and the podcast on Instagram and Twix at re_VGM. You are more than welcome to send me a direct message through either of those platforms to suggest a topic to discuss, to request a track to hear on the show, or to consider a remix musician or cover artist to feature. Of course, if you yourself are such a cover or remix artist, perhaps you'd like to be featured on the show also. In addition to our regular episodes, there is On Stage Now and At the Listening Lounge. Finally, you can join the Discord channel for ReVGM with a link provided in the show notes. Again, my thanks and appreciation to everyone, new and returning, for listening and subscribing to the podcast, visiting my website, and following me on social media. Now, we are going to close out this episode with a listener's request, namely from Bedroth, and his track is Mario Kart 3DS Rainbow Road Remix from the game Mario Kart DS, originally composed by Shinobu Tanaka, remixed by Shoot Kapow. I am your host, Martyrus, and this is a ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been reorchestrated, rearranged, and remade. Do enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and be safe out there.